Friends Who Stand Tall, Sharing Standards, from an interview by Hillary Watkins Lemon.
Hi, my name is Isaac. I live in Geneva, Switzerland. When I grow up, I want to be a paleontologist or a veterinarian. I love running and playing with my dog, Happy. No to tea. Iced tea is very popular in Switzerland. At my birthday party, one of my friends asked me for a glass of iced tea. I told him that we didn't have any. He asked me why. I explained nicely that my family does not drink tea. My brother and sister and I are the only members of the church at our school. We have lots of nice friends, but some of them do not have the same standards. I have decided to always stand up for what I believe, even if it's not the popular thing to do. Serving my sister. My sister, Mela, has cerebral palsy. She uses a wheelchair and sometimes needs help sitting up or getting around the house. I like to help her. After school, my brother Samuel and I bring her outside the school to go home with our dad. A brave missionary. My sister isn't afraid to talk about what she believes. Mela is already planning her baptism and wants to invite her friends. A kind friend. My brother Samuel is a good example. Once a new boy named Max came to school. He spoke Korean and English, but not French. Samuel helped Max feel welcome and helped him learn French. Now they play together after school, and once, Max came to church activity with us.
Isaac's tips for standing tall.
Obey your parents and the Savior. Go to activities at church. Go to church on Sundays and take the sacrament. Respect others.
Send your footprint. How do you follow Jesus by standing tall? Trace your foot and send us your story and photo, along with your parents' permission. Find out how on page 39. Watch a video about why we keep commandments at friend.lds.org during February. End of the article, Friends Who Stand Tall, read by Maya Reinwan and Noah Strongen.